A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, begins this way. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
It is easy for us to forget how difficult that first Christmas was for Mary and Joseph. We picture them together in the stable with soft light surrounding them, cuddling a baby that never cries, celebrating how wonderful this child is, not just for them, but for the world. And we forget that they have had an incredibly difficult time getting there, and that their troubles are not done. From the time that we are introduced to Mary and Joseph in the scriptures until this time, Mary has had to grapple with her whole life being turned upside down. She and Joseph have come very close to getting a divorce. No doubt they have both felt feelings of betrayal, sadness, and loss. They have been reminded that they live in occupied territory, that they do not control their own destiny, as they have been decreed to travel a long distance despite her late-stage pregnancy. And after traveling a very long way, they have arrived, exhausted, only to find that they have no place to stay. This is, of course, the exact time that the baby decides to be born. I can imagine that fear was present in that labor. Fear of giving birth, fear of what they will do with the baby once he arrives. Who will help them? What midwife will come to their aid? Where will they lay this child? Fear of what happens next, of the unknown. Fear must have crowded all around them and their lives. I don't think it's an accident that Jesus is born right then and there into an incredibly difficult situation and at an incredibly difficult time. Those are, in fact, the places and times where we need God to be with us most. We need God to come to our difficult times and places. We need God's light most in our dark places of doubt, of fear, separation, loss, and sadness. And so that is exactly where God comes. That is exactly where God chooses to be born. That is where the light, the one that cannot be put out, stubbornly chooses to shine. in the darkness, in Mary and Joseph's darkness, in your darkness, in our darkness. Anne Weems shares a poem that I have often turned to at Christmas. Hear her words. Into this silent night, as we make our weary way, we know not where, just when the night becomes its darkest and we cannot see our path, just then is when the angels rush in, their hands full stars. I do not know all of the darkness that crowds in and around your life. I do not know all of your hurt or fear or pain. But I do know that you are not alone in it. Not in this space, and not in the witness of Scripture. God's magnificent story of salvation has always taken place in the midst of people's very real lives, in the difficulties and struggles of our very real experiences. God comes. God comes as light, as hope, as love that surrounds us and holds us. May we know it. May we know it in darkness. And always, may we know that God comes to each of us. Amen. The child who comes to this manger is God with us, Emmanuel, and in him come love and light for all the darkness that we have lain here. And so we light our final candle, the Christ candle, the light that shines in the darkness, and it cannot, it shall not, and it will not.
Let us pray. Comforting God, we have laid our sorrows, our doubts, our worries, our pain before you, knowing that you are the light of the world, the light that never, ever fades away. Come into our darkness that we may find our way. Comfort us now and help us to know, to feel, to sense your presence even in our darkest night. Bring us to trust in your steadfast love through our times of sorrow and our times of hope. Amen.